From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Diplomats from 17 countries plus the United Nations and European Union begin talks in Vienna on Syria's political future. The meeting is the first of its kind because it includes Iran, a longtime ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. VOA's State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins is in the Austrian capital, staying with other reporters at a hotel near the talks venue. She says some of the top diplomats attending the meeting spoke with reporters on Friday morning.
The French foreign minister did stop and speak to us. He said that the first step was to find ways to conduct the fight against terrorist groups in Syria in a more efficient way. He said after that, a political transition had to be organized. Shortly after he left, the German foreign minister, Steinmeier, came through our lobby. He said it would not be possible to resolve all of the issues today, but that today's meeting was an important first step.
In Syria's latest violence, a rights group says government forces launched missiles into a rebel-held neighborhood near the capital on Friday, killing at least 40 people. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says about 100 people also were wounded in the attack on Douma, northeast of Damascus. The Syrian government has not commented on the strikes, which the observatory said were continuing as of midday Friday. The declared winner of Tanzania's closely contested presidential election, John Magufuli, was due to receive a victory certificate on Friday. His supporters danced in the streets of the capital Dar es Salaam late Thursday in celebration. Magufuli was the candidate of Tanzania's ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi Party, or CCM.